Welcome to Let's Get Information. My name is Alexa Salvaggio, and this, my friends, is a podcast for seekers, entrepreneurs, spirit junkies, and wellness lovers of all kinds. Each week, we'll be offering you inspiration, education, and co-creation that will help you cultivate an epic life. So let's dig deep, lift up, and thrive through these personal stories, tips, how-tos, and most importantly, great, rich truth. Hello, hello, my beautiful information seekers. Alexa Salvaggio here, and it is Wisdom Wednesday, and I am so excited to be talking to you. So excited about life in general. So speaking of excitement, let's start with the review of the week, which is by the absolutely magnificent Keza Khan, who I actually happen to know, and I love you, Keza. But the review is as follows. Alexa, you are the truth bomb. The truth, in quotes, bomb. Thank you for that. Thank you for putting yourself out there in all the forms you do. Those of us on the receiving end of your energy benefit beyond measure. Well, that is humbling, and that is so kind, and that is so wonderful of you. So thank you so much for that. Now, if you would please send me an email, I will send you a yoga mat by the incredible Gaiam, because they are awesome and supportive and incredible. So please do email me at alexa@alexasalvaggio.com, and I will send that out to you. So today I wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to talk about many things, and really, I just try to keep it super real. I don't like plan this out ahead of time because I truly believe that what is meant to be said will be said. So I'm going to talk about what's on my heart and on my mind. So it was just recently my birthday, and which is like always lovely. It's a nice celebration of life. You know, people who are like, pish posh birthdays. I'm like, why would we not celebrate the fact that we are very much alive? Like, that's embodied. Like, that's incredible. I love birthdays. And my dear friend Nelly sent out invitations, which was super sweet and super considerate of her, because she has her hands full, but she wanted to throw me a party, which was lovely. And, you know, a few days before the party, there were basically like five people that had RSVP'd. And to be honest, like, I am very lucky and very grateful, because I'm surrounded by some really incredible humans, and I do have copious amounts of friends, and I'm very lucky. And I appreciate them beyond measure. But, you know, it was hurtful on some level, because I, you know, of course it had been sent out to like 25 people. And so to only have five people be like, yeah, absolutely, I'm there. I was a little like, okay, well, I guess these people are really showing up, and I'm grateful for them. I'm stoked about that. But like, I'm not going to, like I talked about, you know, last week, I'm not going to bypass that and be like all hunky dory. Like, I'm going to acknowledge the fact that I'm kind of pissed, and I'm like sad that people don't show up for me. Like, I'm feeling like people aren't showing up. So I made up this whole story about how, like, people don't like me that much here in Los Angeles, and how, like, secretly, like, people don't want to celebrate my life. They just want to, like, you know, connect to me when they have issues or when they want to talk or whatever. But when it comes to, like, just celebrating me, you know, they don't want to do that. And I, like, made up this whole extravaganza in my mind, like, this whole story, this whole scenario, like a freaking novel I made up in my mind. Yeah, that's not true. The party came around and 17 people showed up. And not to quote Cher Horowitz from Clueless, but like, people came that like did not RSVP, and I was like totally buggin'. And by totally buggin', I mean like totally stoked. I was so excited, and like, it was so meaningful and so wonderful. And it was one of those moments where I was like, wow, like, I just tormented myself for the last week because I thought that no one wanted to show up, no one cared, and it wasn't even true. So the point is, has nothing to do with my birthday. It has nothing to do with my party. It has nothing to do with the people in my life. It has to do with my head. It has to do with your head. So what stories are you making up constantly? We're always making up stories. I made up a story about a party. Who cares? I made a story up about, you know, who wanted to celebrate me because they liked me, and the other people obviously didn't because they couldn't carve out the time and commit to showing up. Like A, crazy. B, not even real. So when we become more conscious, when we become more aware of our thoughts, which, you know, like I practice this stuff daily and I still struggle. Like, it's not supposed to be done perfectly. It's just supposed to be done. But when we become more aware, we can check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. And notice when we're telling ourselves stories that don't even make sense. They're not even real. They're not even true. And all they're doing is causing us pain. Oh, this person doesn't like me. This person thinks I'm fat. This person thinks I'm, you know, not attractive. This person thinks I'm crazy. This person thinks, how do you know? If you really want to know, ask. Don't make up a story about it. Like, figure out the answers, right? Turn your reactivity into action and actually get to the bottom of it if that's really what you want to do. But it's important that we start to become more conscious of the stories that we tell ourselves, because really the stories that we tell ourselves affect the lens through which we see the entire world. It affects how we show up. It affects how we interact with people. It affects who we welcome into our lives and who we rebuff. The stories we tell about ourselves, I'm this, I'm that. Yeah, but is it true? In the words of Byron Katie, if you haven't read Loving What Is by Byron Katie, OMG, that book changed my life. Can you really know that it's true? And then the second question is, but can you absolutely know that it's true? Usually not. The story that you tell yourselves, the stories that I tell myself about what other people think of me or what I am, they're not even real. We have to learn to distinguish the story from the reality, the story from the truth, the story of the way it should be versus the way it is. My dear friend Dante D'Amico, who I would love to have on this podcast, Dante, if you're listening, I'd love to have you on the podcast. He says, God, I'm probably going to butcher it. He always introduces himself as, hi, I'm Dante D'Amico, and I want you to see it for what it is instead of what you want it to be. And I love that. Stop seeing it for what it is. Start seeing it for what it is instead of what you want it to be. And sometimes what we want it to be is terrible, right? Sometimes what we want it to be is no one's showing up for my party because they don't like me that much. Because that's just like comfortable. You know, it's almost like trying to beat vulnerability to the punch. Like, oh, if no one shows up for the party, like, oh, I knew it anyway. No one likes me. Versus like, I don't really know why no one's coming. Maybe there's like a wedding that I didn't know about this weekend. Like, why am I tormenting myself? Not to mention everyone did come to the party. You know, it's like, why make up these stories? And again, these stories inform how we show up. The story of I'm not good enough affects the way you go into that job interview. The story of I'm not beautiful enough affects the way you show up for that date. The story of I'm not that smart affects the way you apply for school. So be conscious of the stories. Notice if they serve. Notice if they don't. If they don't, change the script and read Byron Katie. Is it true? Can you absolutely know that it's true? All my love, you guys. Happy Wisdom Wednesday. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. What an absolute gift. Please do connect to me. I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, social media in general at Alexa Salvaggio. And if you do have a second, I would be super grateful if you left us a review on iTunes. Why? Well, because that actually makes us more visible to everyone. And I'm all about spreading the good stuff, right? Spreading the goods, getting the word out, because I want us all to benefit. I want us all to feel good. I want us all to thrive. So this is your gentle reminder, my love, to go out there and create an epic life. All my love.